I'm Hannah Campbell, a production superintendent at Dino Nobel Moranbah, and I'm delighted to be the recipient of the 2017 AMI Young Professional of the Year Award. This award, to me, is a recognition of the giant effort that the team went through in executing the most successful turnaround in IPL Australian manufacturing history. It's a recognition of the opportunity that my company and my fellow peers gave me as a young professional. So as a young female engineer within a very male-dominated industry, this is a great opportunity to increase awareness on not only young females but young professionals in general and what they can do within the industry. It is great that AMA particularly recognises young professionals within the resources sector. So I was drawn to the field of engineering because of my desire to work in an environment where I was constantly challenged to solve problems and look to improve and the status quo. And I guess the resources sector for me is one of the most challenging sectors that a young engineer can go into. So that's really why I went into that sector, and is what I love most about it, is that every day is a new challenge. So I started with the Incitec Pivot Graduate Program in 2014 as a process safety engineer at Gibson Island, our Brisbane plant. After a year there, I moved to Moranbah and was a operations process engineer in the ammonia and utilities plant for a year. And that was when I got the opportunity to lead the operations planning for the 2017 Moranbah turnaround. So I guess for me, having only worked in the industry for 2 years and really only a couple of months out of my graduate program, I was very, very nervous, very intimidated at first. But I think the main thing for me was that the people that gave me the opportunity assured me that they had my back and they were very confident in my ability. And I think that's part of the reason for the success of the project. I was very shocked. I had no idea that I was going to win. I knew I was up against a lot of other very worthy recipients. So I was very shocked, but I was very glad. And I think the most exciting thing for me was being able to take that award back to my site and share it with a team of people that basically executed the project with me, because I really wouldn't have been able to do it without them. It was daunting every day. It was scary from the first minute when I had to try and figure out my way through the project. I'd never had experience with turnarounds before, but I think I found that because I had the support of people, I was confident in my ability and I was able to sort of treat each day at a time and each challenge one-on-one, and I guess that's why we succeeded in the long run. My advice would be to back yourself, to not be afraid of giving something a go. The worst you can do is make a mistake, and everyone makes mistakes. That's how we learn. I think my advice for other people within the sector is to treat age as a number and not treat it as a disadvantage. And I think the other thing as well is to make sure that as a young professional, you gain really good, strong mentors and coaches. I definitely wouldn't have been able to do what I did without my strong mentors who taught me on the job every single day. So my short-term career goal is to get into operations management, and since accepting the Young Professional Award, I've actually received the role of production superintendent at the Moranbah plant, which is a leadership role. I think obviously the award helped solidify the fact that even though I am young, I can do it. That role is typically not done by someone as young as me, and typically not done by a female either. I think so. The award definitely helped me there. But I think in the future, yeah, I'd love to keep going on to sort of production manager, site manager, and go from there, I guess.